It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Out of Work Podcast. My name's Sean Dangler, and thank you for being here once again. Yes, I am back. I'm here to talk to you about my week of being out of work. This week I was actually fairly busy, so it wasn't too bad. The biggest news is the old unemployment office, the Iowa Workforce Development, sent me the letter that they're going to end my benefits soon because I'm near the end of it, you know? So it kind of brought everything kind of in perspective, kind of since when I first obviously got on way back 6 months ago in March till now. And I remember, you know, when I got laid off, I was totally whacked out. I was like, what is going on? I don't know what I'm going to do. Oddly freeing feeling because I was like, I finally got out. Now I can get to choose whatever I want to do in my life, in a sense. But I really didn't know what to do. And luckily I caught on doing some flooring stuff and garage cabinet, closet install stuff, while also helping my dad. And honestly, I didn't know if that would carry me through, how well that would carry me through, and fortunately, you know, it's close to what, you know, I was doing. And the best part about it is my hours have not been, I haven't been working crazy weekends or anything like that. And so that's, you know, that part made it good, but that went on. I didn't think, you know, I've been applying for jobs this whole time. I've had a few interviews, but overall, you know, not much has stuck. It's been okay, but you know, it's been different. I'd be curious to know, you know, a lot of people who were laid off, what's the percentage? I guess I could look it up if I looked at the like statistics, but who went back to their job or who got a new job in that time? Because it's been hard. You know, I've been rejected a lot more times than I got in interviews, so. That's all gone on, obviously, in those last 6 months or so. So it's, you know, it's been pretty good overall. Like I thought, you know, I've wanted to farm, you know, for this whole time, but in the back of my mind still, there's always a thing of like, hey, maybe the right job will come. You know, that was always kind of there, and it never did, really. I mean, there's jobs I applied for that I was excited for that, you know, I probably wasn't qualified for as much. And so, unfortunately, yeah, they're not going to probably take me. And that's, you know, I understand that. That's fine. That's like kind of the whole thing of why, you know, I'm interested in farming and yet also still doing other things so I can hopefully build up my skill set a little more and, you know, use that hopefully in the future if I need to get another job or something, farming doesn't work out, or what, for whatever reason, I can still end up doing something else. Like that's kind of the goal, I guess, for me. That's what I hope for. But we'll, I mean, it's that's the thing is we'll, I'll have to see what happens because who knows, what will happen. And so it's weird. All of this, I mean, it's still so weird. I think the other thing that went, you know, and I think this is for most people in America, you thought at the beginning of this, I thought for sure by June or July, you know, we'd be over it. I put that in quotation marks, but like, you know, we wouldn't still have, I wouldn't be in a positivity rate where it's still way above what we're supposed to be. Yeah, even higher than it's been almost the whole time besides the very beginning. But that's because that's all wonky because there were no tests available. And, you know, I definitely was ignorant of how much it was going to affect everything and how long it's going to be here for. Because I also thought, hey, like, yeah, I'm going to do this stuff and I'll start freelance a little more in that. And while I've gotten a few opportunities, it's not like I've gotten a ton. Because, yeah, there's just nothing. It's hard to have those live events, obviously, when, you know, some groups have, clearly. But it's hard to do that. And so it's real, I don't know, it's been weird because, yeah, in the 6 month time span, you know, my perspective on how things would go has completely changed. Like, it changes every, couple weeks, like, I'm just like, yeah, it's not going to be that bad, or I'm going to do this. And then it's like, nope. And then you go, oh, I got this interview. I think this might be kind of interesting. Nope, that didn't go through. And so the experience, though, it's been good. You know, it hasn't been bad. You know, I've been able to stay afloat, obviously, with Kim and all. That's been nice. And the best part is that, you know, I get to be home more often, in a sense. Like, I'm not out on the weekends doing work and other, like, work stuff. I haven't done any more comedy shows for the time being. Even though last night I was in my first Zoom stand-up comedy show. That was the first time. I did, like, an open mic literally, like, probably the week after it all. Everything went down and shut down. But the Zoom mic was the show, because it was an official show. I got paid very minimal. Very, very minimal. Like, more minimal than you probably think. So I did that, and man, I miss it. That's the thing. I could go out in Iowa. That is perfectly the thing. You know, the bars are open and all that. But I think my big thing is, I don't, you know, what I've learned is you can go see people. You just have to see people that you assume, or like, you're like, they make decent decisions, or you kind of have an idea of, like, okay, they weren't probably exposed to anything, hopefully, in the last week or whatever, or so, 2 weeks. So, like, you can move that. Like, that's kind of like how my brain's shifting going into the winter, because it's like, we're not going to be able to be cooped up for another month, or like just not go see anyone like we were in March, because you know, for both of us, my wife and I, it didn't take a mental, like, toll a little bit. You know, it just, it's weird. Humans are social creatures, like everyone says. So I've been trying to think of ways, or, like, what can we do? Like, who can we see? And then, like, we wouldn't feel like, you know, we're going to give each other COVID, essentially. So that's basically it. It's kind of decided on that, because it sounds like the vaccine is not coming until at least next year. I don't think Trump's promise of it by November 3rd is going to happen, which would be insane anyways. Like, they might, like, move it, but, like, obviously not everyone would even get it by that point, at this point. Like, that'd take so much. So, I don't know. We'll see, I guess, what will end up happening with, you know, with all that. But that's like my plan, is kind of just figuring out who we can all hang out with and be around during, you know, all of this. And I guess I found where I was going with this. That's why I haven't gone to any stand-up comedy open mics or anything like that, because, you know, I know quite a few people there, but there's so many people there. I don't know where everyone's been. If one person shows up, and I know they're wearing masks, I think they're pretty stringent on that policy, but I know they're doing. But, like, I still, like, that's, I'm pretty sure in the, like, stuff, it's like, you're just, the best thing you're supposed to do is just not be around anyone, especially, like, indoors. Like, you're only supposed to wear a mask indoors if that's the last option, like, to go indoors and wear a mask. Like, you shouldn't be in there, even if you're wearing a mask. If you don't have to go in there, don't go in there. And I don't need to go to a stand-up, an open mic, because I love them, but by golly, I'm not dying for COVID for them. And I'll preface that with the Gram. This is something I've been trying to figure out with the Gram, is after our last outdoor show of the year, which is coming up here soon, because I don't think we'll probably do a show in October, also partially because of harvest, and I don't know what the timing and all that stuff is. So that will be interesting, what we're going to do there. But I just know in the winter, it's like, I do want to keep doing the show. I don't want to just hold off until April next year, or just do solely online shows. So, like, I'm like, well, I could do that show, hopefully somewhere indoors. That's kind of like, that's my idea, at least, is maybe if it works out, we could do it indoors. Worst case, yeah, we'd just do it online again. I think we'd switch it up this time than from what we were originally doing. But yeah, I think we could go indoors. I debate whether I would just wear a mask and a face shield or just a face shield. Because I really don't want to, like, you know, I'm going to try to put myself least at risk. But the reason the gram is different than the stand-up show, in my mind, this is where I get it from. Because I actually get paid to do the gram, kind of. Not much, like very little, but I do get paid. And it's also something that means a lot. And I'm hoping that, you know, it can lead to more opportunities. It's literally the coolest thing that I think I've done in my comedy career type of thing. Like, I think it's the most fun thing, so I don't want to just see it die because of this, and I'll risk a little bit of my life to do that. But who knows, it's still a thing. I'm not really sure. I don't like how the original thing was. I was never gonna go do any comedy stuff until Iowa got below the 5% positivity rate, which is the CDC recommendation. But with Senora Reynolds as our governor, that's just not gonna happen. If any state's going for herd immunity, it's Iowa. We're shooting for it. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'll just have to best protect myself. Just go once to do the gram, once a month, once every couple months, whatever it is that works out for them. Hopefully. And that's the other thing is then it's like, I don't know. I mean, we might do it once and not enough people come and then we can't do it again because I know places are, you know, they want to make money. They don't want to lose money because they're already, their margins are thin as hell because of all this COVID stuff. So that's like where my mind's at. That's it. I mean, that last part was not really about being out of work, but whatever. I've shifted from, you know, being like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life to like kind of knowing what I'm doing and then trying to figure out what else I need to do in my life. Like, it's like the thing about farming is, yeah, the hours can kind of, the timing and driving so far to go do it kind of sucks. But at the same time, the best part about it is I have more freedom to do other random things. Like the campaign I've been on, which has been fun. Made a lot of cool videos for them. Learned a lot about After Effects and Premiere. So if any of you want to donate to Rhonda Martin for Iowa Senate, I would appreciate it. If not, I understand. You got your own people you want to vote for. That's cool. And so that's basically it. I don't know why I sang like that, but that's basically it for all of you. I said that twice. My name's Sean Dangler. Thank you so much for listening to me. If you got any likes, like it, comment, subscribe, tell your friends. If you got any suggestions on anything, advice, I'm always opening ears. I think the email's panderingtalk@gmail.com. I can check that out. Or just hit us up on Twitter. Or just, you can hit me up personally. I don't really care. And that's basically it. My name's Sean Dango. Thank you so much for listening. Y'all just have a fucking great week. That's what I say. Have a good week. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. All under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.